Wisconsin may just be the most important state in the presidential contest right now. The state of ultra-liberal Madison, Russ, Feingold Democrats and fiscally conservative William Proxmire Republicans, with Governor Scott Walker carrying the GOP mantle right now. He endorsed Ted Cruz, by the way. This state could be a king or queen maker. It could hit the gas or the brakes for the Trump campaign, deliver some serious momentum to Bernie Sanders, plant Hillary Clinton's flag at the summit, or dump her off one of the Wisconsin Dells. It could also anoint Ted Cruz with some much-needed real credibility or hand him a dish of pungent cheese. It's a statistical tie between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, by the way, with Ohio Governor John Kasich in a distant third. 42 delegates at stake next Tuesday. Brian Fraley is the president of Edge Messaging in Madison, Wisconsin. He counts himself among the never-Trump GOP activists. And he's reveling in the reality show quality of all this.
It's very interesting because Wisconsin is an island here. We're the only GOP contest in a month, nothing 2 weeks before us and nothing 2 weeks after. So we're getting an awful lot of attention.
And, you know, the Ohio governor, John Kasich, who's the Midwesterner in the bunch, doesn't even figure here.
Well, he could figure as a spoiler. He could divide the anti-Trump votes and help Trump win a few of the congressional districts with a plurality. So that's really where he comes in. He's spending money on television. He has yanked a lot of his radio ads as of yesterday, we're told. And he's doing about one, maybe two events a day. Trump hasn't been here yet at all, not on the airwaves or in person. He's coming today for the first time. So he took a week off the campaign trail, just surfing off of his free earned media that he gets just for being Donald Trump. Cruz has been here for over a week doing like two or three events every day.
Now, free media from people like us, I guess you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, I understand it. He's an interesting guy, and every time he opens his mouth, he has something interesting to say. It may not be the truth, but it's usually interesting and entertaining.
But Ted Cruz seems also like a long shot in Wisconsin, which is, for its conservative creds, fiscal conservative creds, is not exactly a rip up the Iran deal of socially conservative GOP in the bedroom kind of state like Ted Cruz is calling for.
Well, I will tell you that Scott Walker has shown the way that if you have big, bold ideas and the stones to follow through on them, the ability to build a coalition of the willing enough to get things done, great things can happen. And I think that's why people will rally around Cruz. I'll admit I was a Walker guy, then I was a Rubio guy. But that's the way it works in presidential elections. If your guy or gal doesn't make it, and Carly Fiorina is here today, by the way, campaigning for Cruz. If your guy or gal doesn't make it, well, then you need to go to the next best person available.
All right. So Wisconsin becomes this laboratory where we can ask probably for the first time legitimately, if the race is Cruz, Sanders, who wins?
If it's Cruz, Sanders nationally, it would be Cruz.
All right.
In Wisconsin, never say for sure. But I think Cruz could win a general election, could win the Wisconsin delegates. But here's how it works nationally. If you have Wisconsin, you probably don't need Wisconsin because you're getting states that are far more winnable for conservatives.
No, but that's why this Midwestern belt is really, really important here, because
yes.
Trump's put it in play. Does Trump beat Hillary?
No. I don't think so. I think there is a chance he could, and frankly, that scares the heck out of me. But I think Trump is Hillary's best choice. The Hillary Clinton campaign is hoping Donald Trump wins in Wisconsin and ends the campaign, wins in Wisconsin, and then becomes the de facto nominee and rolls to 1237 delegates, because that is her best bet. You know, things are not going to get better in the news for Hillary between now and November. Her organization's not going to get any stronger. And if we can get the Donald Trump sideshow out of the way, she's really worried about that. But the longer this angry outsider mentality permeates this process, the better it is for her.
Brian Fraley is the president of Edge Messaging in Madison, Wisconsin, and he counts himself among the first never Trump GOP activists. Thanks so much, Brian.
My pleasure. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, art, politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.